Welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. Someone asked me recently if stress causes hair loss, or whether it's one of those urban myths. Well, the short answer is yes, stress can lead to hair loss, and there are three main ways. But before I dive into these, just a little bit more about hair growth and physiology. Hair growth is actually a continuous process, and it's got four main phases. The anagen, or growth phase, when cells in the root of the hair are rapidly dividing and new hair is formed. And this phase usually lasts for between 3 and 5 years. Then hair follicles enter the catagen, or regression, sometimes called transition phase. Hair stops growing during this phase, and the blood supply to the cells producing new hair is actually cut off. Around 3% of hairs are in this phase at any one time, and it lasts for around 10 days. The telogen, or resting phase, is up next. And during this phase, hairs remain in their follicles, but they're not actively growing. And it usually lasts for about 3 months. And finally, hairs enter the exogen, or shedding phase. And this is where hairs fall out from their follicles. Most of us naturally and normally lose between 50 and 100 hairs a day because they're in this phase. So back to the question, does stress cause hair loss? Well, being under significant levels of stress can lead to raised levels of the hormone cortisol. It's thought that this can actually push larger numbers of hair follicles than usual into the telogen, or resting phase. So the most common type of stress-related hair loss is called telogen effluvium. And within a few months, affected hairs will move into the exogen phase and can actually fall out. So you might notice this extra hair loss when you're washing or combing your hair, or perhaps you might notice a lot of hair on your pillow when you're waking up in the morning. You might also notice some thinning of the hair on your scalp. It's typically the top of the head that's affected rather than the back and the sides. Another way that stress can lead to hair loss is by causing what we call trichotillomania. This is essentially when you have the urge to pull out hair from anywhere on your body, including on your scalp. People suffering from trichotillomania are usually pulling their hair out as a coping mechanism to manage stress, perhaps anxiety, maybe frustration, or perhaps even loneliness. And then the third way that stress can lead to hair loss is through being a potential risk factor for what's called alopecia areata. This is a condition that leads to patchy hair loss. And again, this can be hair loss on the scalp, but also it can include the eyebrows and the eyelashes and hair on other parts of the body. Alopecia areata is what we call an autoimmune condition. That's where the body's immune system attacks its own cells. Here, the cells of the hair follicles, leading to hair loss. Now, the good news is that stress-related hair loss isn't usually permanent. Hair is one of the few tissues that can regenerate. So if you can find ways to manage your stress, or if your stress resolves, it's possible for your hair to grow back after around 3 to 6 months. But please do talk to your doctor if you're worried. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.